And we're ready for the big game here tonight between your Brashear Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. Mustangs are going to lead off and bat first here in the opening game. The varsity will play first, and then we're going to have a junior varsity game after that. And the lineup for the old Marion County Mustangs goes as follows. Maggie Hastings will be leading off and playing catcher for the Mustangs. Hannah Gosney will be pitching and batting second. Taylor Spratt will be batting third and playing first base. Jenny Mitchell will be batting fourth and playing shortstop. Morgan Spratt will be batting fifth and playing third base. Kayla Bridgman will be batting sixth and playing center field. Melanie Thaden will be batting seventh and playing second base. Jesse Mitchell will be batting eighth and playing left field. And Jordan Johnson will be batting in the nine hole and playing right field. For the Tigers, it goes as follows. We have Carmen Woods in right, Jesse Hill in center, Amanda Mills in left, Shana Rusk at third, Kimberly Elsie at short, Haley Kelsey at second, Andrew Reeves at first, and Christina Scudder at pitcher, and Ashley Clarkson behind the plate for the Lady Tigers. Scudder's taking a few warm-up pitches, and we'll be ready to go. Here she goes. She's ready to start the game. Umpire puts his mask on, points at the umpire. They both seem ready. Hastings is ready. She steps in, and we're ready to go here. She swings and misses at the first one. She swings and pops one up, and Clarkson is able to grab the ball from about 5 feet over her head. It fell right into her glove. So, an early out here for Brashear. That's just what we're looking for. One down, and it brings up Hannah Gosney, the Marion County pitcher. Scudder delivers this one outside, and a little low, ball one.
Pop-up.
This one's grounded to Elsie. Elsie picks it up and fires it to Reeves for another quick out. Oh, Scudder's rolling, and the defense is looking good here. Special treat for you tonight. Sam Smith's going to help me out. Sam, how are we looking so far?
We're looking pretty good. That two up, two down is looking pretty good for the Tigers.
All right, we have Scudder up. Scudder ready to pitch now to Taylor Spratt, the Marion County first baseman. Scudder delivers. It's just a bit outside, ball one.
That batter looked awful tempting.
All right. She does look like she's shaking. Now she swings and fouls one to the right. Strike one. 1-1 now to Spratt.
That's a sign to the pitcher that the batter's wanting to swing.
All right. Scudder delivers another one. This one swung on and fouled just about to the exact same place. She's not getting out in front of the pitch in time and fouling it to the right.
If Scudder just pitched that a little bit faster, she'd have her done.
All right. We'll see what happens here. Scudder winds up and delivers a floater, and it's taking high, ball two. 2-2 now.
I think she had her float too much.
Yeah, it was a little high on her. Swing and a miss. That is just what the doctor ordered. What do you say, Sam?
That was the perfect inning for the Tigers.
It was. Three up and three down. It doesn't get any better than that. Now the Tigers are going to go collect some bats and see if they can get any hits. What do you see, Sam?
Can't really tell you yet.
Oh, yeah. That's just like every good announcer. They don't try to predict. We'll see what happens here in the bottom half of the first inning when we get back. After the first half, though, it's nothing. Here we go. The Tigers are going to go with a little different lineup tonight, it looks like. They're going to bring out Kelsey first. Kelsey steps in on the right side. Gosney gets ready. She winds up and delivers the pitch. It's taken low and inside. Ball one to Kelsey.
They better keep their eye open.
All right. Sam thinks old Kelsey's going to get a good hit here. They're leaving the second baseman and shortstop wide, so there's a humongous hole up the middle if Kelsey can just get it by the pitcher. She takes, and I believe it was a ball. It looked good, though, right down the middle. Oh, Sam says it's a strike. Let's say it's 1-1, then. It did look like a good pitch. Next one is outside, ball 2. It is 2-1. Nice observation there, Sam.
Thank you.
All right. Gosney gets ready. She delivers. Swung on and fouled back by Kelsey. She was just a bit under the ball. It was straight back, the foul was, though. She needs to tune up a little here and poke it dead center, right up the middle. 2-2 on Kelsey.
And she'll hit it past that pitcher. She'll be in pretty good shape. Your center fielder is in the right position.
All right. Here we go. Gosney wants to warm up, throws an extra pitch for some reason. I don't know what that was all about. Decided to throw once. Well, everything seems okay now, so Kelsey steps in. Gosney winds up, has a long delivery, and this one swung on and missed by Kelsey. She'll go sit down. Sam, what happened there?
She swung too slow on that.
Yeah, she did seem to be a little bit behind it. So, leadoff hitter for the Tigers is out. We'll see if Kimberly Elsie can do anything now. Elsie steps in towards the front of the box. Gosney has that weird windup and delivers just a bit low. Ball 1.
Well, Elsie's a pretty aggressive hitter, and I think she's going to keep her eye on the perfect pitch.
All right, we'll see. Gosney has to deliver it first. Gosney has a funky windup. She takes the ball, puts the ball in the glove, brings her glove and pitching arm straight up over her head, then slams it down on her right thigh, then whips the ball around to pitch it. Here we go. She delivers next. This one's going to be a strike. It's 2-1, Sam. What does Elsie need to do to adjust here?
She doesn't need to swing so fast, just since the balls are coming in, they're a little bit slow.
All right, so we'll see here. 2-1, she delivers. Elsie takes ball 3-1. If it's not perfect, I'm thinking she's taken here. Sam, what do you say?
I think you're right, Tyler.
All right. I like to be told I'm right. We'll see. Gosney gets the ball back, walks around the mound a little. Steps on now. Elsie ready to go. She has the windup, and it's fired, and it was a good pitch right down the middle, but Elsie took it. Now a full count.
I have to agree with the call.
It was a strike. But Elsie had she was probably going to take there no matter what, I'm thinking now. And now the next pitch is delivered on the high outside corner. It's strike 3, so the first two hitters for the Tigers are retired on strike. Sam, what's the problem?
I couldn't tell you. It's probably the pitcher, but now we got one of our most powerful hitters up.
All right, Scudder's up now. Christina takes this one, ball low and outside. Sam, what do you think Scudder's looking for here? A fastball right down the middle?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. She had one, a good one to Elsie. Elsie took it on a 3-0 count. She delivers the old curveball right in the dirt. And Scudder swung on and missed it, so it'll be 1-1 now. We'll see what happens next. Gosney gets ready, winds up, delivers. Scudder swings and misses strike 2. 1-2 now. Got to protect the plate here, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, and that last pitch was pretty good, too. She was just a little bit late.
Just a little bit late. Here we go. Next one is one of Scudder's patented floaters. Getting that changeup across, trying to draw the swing, but Scudder's a pretty patient hitter, and she did not, so it's 2-2 now. Gosney gets set again, winds up, delivers. This one swung on and missed, and it's dropped. Scudder will not beat the throw from Hastings over to Spratt, and she'll be retired. So the first three hitters for the Tigers are done on strikes, and now they're going to have to go out and try to get some more outs. Sam, what's the problem with the Brashear hitting this evening?
I don't know. It's not just Brashear. They got Mustangs got 3 up, 3 down, too, so it's not just us. It's the other team, too.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a matter of bad hitting or good defense. What do you think?
getting ready to tell you, the wind might have some effect to it. It's pretty windy out here.
The wind is very strong coming here out of the... It's going coming out of the west, going east. And it's coming out of the west. No, it's coming out of the west, going east.
That's east.
The wind is blowing out to left field, and that is undisputable. But I don't know if that's having any effect on the batters, if it's affecting the ball that much or not. But both teams have struggled as Mitchell steps in now for the Mustangs, and she takes ball 1-0. Scudder delivers the next one. This one's going to be right on over the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Sam, what we need to do is get them out here.
Two more strikes.
That always works. This one's fouled straight back. And that'll be strike two on Mitchell.
The only advice I've got for Christina is just put another one right in there.
We'll see what happens. Scudder delivers. This one's just a bit outside. 2-2 now. Waiting on deck for the Mustangs is Spratt. Pending Mitchell's at bat. Scudder delivers this one in the dirt, and it bounces in. Mitchell's been able to work a full count here. What do you see happening, Sam?
I see her striking out.
That's good faith. Here we go. Scudder delivers right down the middle. Strike three. She'll go sit down. She didn't look too happy about it, but it was undisputable. All right. Now it brings up Spratt. Morgan Spratt, that is. She lines one into right field. And it's off of Kelsey's glove. Kelsey can't corral it. So it'll be probably an error on Kelsey. And Spratt is on first base with one out here in the top of the second inning. Sam, what happened there?
If she would have, she caught it in the palm of her glove. Her glove needed to be a little bit lower.
That's pretty well true. She overreached there and got it right off the heel of the glove, and it bounced out. So brings up Kayla Bridgman. Bridgman went up and took a ball one and then decided to walk out and go talk to the third base coach. She seems satisfied now, walks back in. She shows butt, pulls back, pitches off the top of Clarkson's glove, and Spratt is able to reach second base here. Runner in scoring position now for Marion County with Spratt only 120 feet away. What do you say, Sam?
She better watch that.
And immediately after that, Scudder delivers another high pitch, and it's off the top of Clarkson's glove, and Spratt moves all the way to third base. Oh, 3-0, not to mention on the batter Bridgman. She took ball four. She'll walk down to first base, but she couldn't hardly believe it. First and third now for Marion County, only one out with the number seven hitter, Melanie Thaden, up. What do we need here, Sam?
We need both a defense and a pitch strike.
All right, we'll see what happens. Scudder delivers. This one's high and outside. And Bridgman's able to reach second base now. Second and third for Marion County. Only one out here in the top of the second. Tie score at nothing.
Catcher had a good idea not to throw it there.
All right, here the ball gets away from Clarkson, and it's thrown in at the feet of Scudder, and it hits Spratt right in the foot and bounces up. So the Marion County Mustangs are able to plate one on an errant throw and poor catch here by the Tigers. 1-0 in favor of Marion County, and Bridgman also advanced to third base. So the next run is only 60 feet away for Marion County. Count now 3-0 on Thaden with Mitchell on deck. Thaden takes a high strike. 3-1 now.
She's a little bit bigger, so it widens up the strike zone a little bit more.
All right. Strike two. Scudder's come back from a 3-0 count and got two good strikes on her. We'll see what happens here on the third one. This one's driven down the line. Reeves picks it up, and tosses to Kelsey. She thought about going over and tagging her and barely got the toss to Kelsey before Thaden was able to reach the base. However, it did play another run, so it's 2-0 now, Marion County, with two outs in the top of the second, bringing up Jesse Mitchell. Mitchell takes ball one outside. Sam, what happened there on that hit?
On that last one, it was kind of a little bit of confusion whether they should tag or throw it to the base and what base to throw it to.
Well, they made the right decision. They got the out. However, they did surrender the run. But they'll be pretty lucky here if they can get out of this. Only two runs given up. As Mitchell fouls one off, it's 2-1. The count is on Mitchell. Scudder gets ready to deliver. She fires it in there. Ooh, a controversial call there by the umpire, but he gives us the benefit of the doubt. Strike two, 2-2 now on Mitchell. Scudder fires now, and this one's inside and low. Ball three, full count now. Scudder delivers, swung on and fouled down the right field line. Full count remains. Here we go. Scudder steps on with the full count to Jesse Mitchell. Mitchell fouls another one off. And it's fouled straight back to where Clarkson confused it, and she threw the first and got the out. I didn't know. I thought maybe that had hit the dirt. What did you see, Sam?
I couldn't really tell you. Post is in my way.
Well, it was a clean foul ball, I guess, though. The Tigers were able to get the out. And head on into the bottom of the second, down two. We'll see if the Tigers can rally back. Here we go. Andrea Reeves is going to come up first. What do you see out of Reeves? She's a good contact hitter.
Yeah, she's got that back foot planted whenever she swings, and that's a major advantage on a batter.
That's true. She keeps the weight back and waits for the pitch and then drives it. We'll see what happens here. Reeves digs in. Pitch from Gosney's delivered. Ball inside and low.
Probably a good thing she didn't swing on that because she probably would have hit a papa.
Yeah, it was way inside. She would have had to gotten around on it pretty quickly. Next pitch from Gosney's in and low again. Same spot.
She got swung on that one. That would have been a bad deal.
She was getting ready to pull the trigger, but she made the wise decision and held up. Pitch from Gosney is being delivered and swung right back up the middle by Reeves over to first base to Spratt, and she's out by plenty. Just trying to get around that pitcher. The second baseman and shortstop play wide of the second base, so there's still that huge hole. If they can just get it past her, they're on their way to first for sure.
Yeah, that's probably pretty key. You might even get to second or third or home.
Yeah, depending on where it is, center field is a little shading towards left field. If it's a solid hit to the right of the second base, they're definitely on second. It brings up Hill. Hill takes ball one with one out here in the bottom of the second, and the Tigers down two. Gosney delivers again. It's inside and low and gets past the catcher. 2-0.
I don't really have anything to say yet, Tyler.
Okay. Hill looks over for some signs from Coach Williams. Now steps in as Gosney goes to that windup, delivers, and it's going to be a strike right down the middle. Hill watched it go by.
Well, the sign must have been hold up or something.
Perhaps it was. It was a nice pitch to hit. Anyway, Gosney gets set, delivers. This one swung and grounded to the third baseman. Third baseman picks it up, fields, throws to first in time, and Hill is retired this inning as well, bringing up Clarkson.
Clarkson's a pretty good hitter, too. She's pretty powerful.
We'll see what happens. Clarkson looks for some signs. Now steps in the box, digs in, takes a couple practice cuts, and we're ready to go. Gosney toes the rubber, goes to her patented windup, delivers, ball outside and low.
That one, the catcher just barely stopped it with her glove.
Catcher for Marion County has had some trouble letting a few get past her, but many catchers do. Here we go. Gosney delivers again. This one hits the dirt before it reaches Clarkson.
They might know her strategy or something, because I don't think they're wanting to pitch a strike to her.
Well, we'll see. 2-0 on her. Gosney gets set, delivers right down the middle, strike one. Clarkson just took it. 2-1 now.
Well, maybe they're starting to pitch her strikes because they don't think she's going to swing.
I don't know. The Tigers have been taking a lot of pitches here.
Yeah, but they might as well let she let them two pitches go by, so now she's going to start swinging.
All right, she swings at this one. Shortstop fields it. She throws to first. Just barely got Clarkson. Clarkson was hustling all the way down the line and beat her by about half a step. So the Tigers go down in order again in the second. Now we'll head to the top of the third. Tigers down 2-0. Sam, what do we need to do to remedy this?
Just get three up, three down, and then take a couple out in outfield or something.
All right, we'll see what happens here in the top half of the third inning. All right, up for Marion County now is Jordan Johnson, the ninth hitter for the Mustangs. She takes ball one outside. Sam, here with the leadoff hitter of the ninth hole, what do you do to get them out?
Just strike them out.
Yeah, that's pretty well the truth. Here we go. Scudder's next pitch is taken right down the middle. Strike one, 1-1. She winds up and fires another pitch in there. On the lower part of the plate, strike two, 1-2 now. Scudder toes rubber now. Fires this one just a bit high and skips away from Clarkson off the tip of the glove. It'll be 2-2 now. Scudder fires another one. This one's on the upper part of the strike zone, but it's strike three. Johnson will go sit down and bring it up Hastings.
She's got that pitching line. She's just a little bit high.
This one she delivers low, ball one.
Guess you never do know a Scudder. She could pitch anything.
All right. 1-0 to Hastings. Hastings swings, takes a healthy cut, and misses a fastball from Scudder, 1-1.
That was a pretty good pitch there. She still got that ball in line with the catcher's mitt.
That's where it's supposed to be, ball two inside. Here we go. Scudder delivers. This one's hit right to Reeves, where Reeves had to field it and take one step to the base to get the second out of the inning. Sam, does it get any better than that?
No, it doesn't. That's okay if you get an out that way. Just cutting it pretty close where they almost score homes when you don't like it that much.
That's right. All right. Scudder gets set to deliver here. She fires it just a bit high, ball one. This is the number two hitter and pitcher, Hannah Gosney, up for Lynn County.
She's called time, and now she's set. The pitch is delivered.
Pitch is low, ball two. 2-0 now on Gosney. Scudder just needs to buckle down and get some strikes in there, doesn't she, Sam?
Oh, yeah. If she gets some strikes in there, we got her whipped.
All right. This one's hit towards second base. Kelsey was playing a little too close to the bag, and the hit got just to the right of her, or to her left, and she wasn't able to get it before it gets out to Woods in right field. And Woods tried to throw her out at first, but Gosney was too quick for that, so she reaches first on an infield hit. And it brings up Taylor Spratt. Spratt takes ball one high.
Well, she made an effort to catch that ball. She just dove a little bit too late.
Yeah, she tried, just couldn't get there in time. Next pitch to Spratt is right down the zone. Strike one, 1-1 now.
That batter better watch it, or Clarkson's going to throw it out.
This one is fouled off by Spratt. Straight back over the backstop. It'll be strike two on her. 1-2 now. She takes the next pitch inside, 2-2. With two out here in the bottom of the third, Marion County Mustangs lead it 2-0. Scudder gets set, delivers. This one is swung on and missed by Spratt. She'll go sit down, and so will the rest of the Mustangs. And they'll pick up the gloves and head on out to the field. We'll see if the Tigers can score any here in the bottom of the third. Sam, what do you think? What do the Tigers need to do here?
They need to get the bat on the ball.
Make contact. Make sure that the Marion County defense can make the play. Well, we're joining here in the bottom of the third inning. First batter for the Tigers is Stephanie Linhart. She's going to step in. She's a pure left-handed hitter. What do we need here, Sam?
A hit.
All right. Again, the wide hole up the middle. I don't know if that's to entice the Boucher hitters to try to hit there or what, but they give them a wide gap.
I know. You know, maybe that pitcher's where she can jump and catch the ball 7 foot from her.
Yeah, we'll see here. Linhart gets set. She took ball one. With the 1-0 pitch is delivered and swung down the left field line. It's in. Linhart rounds first. She'll get to second. They pick the ball up now. She's halfway to second. She rounds second with a clean double. What a hit there by Linhart right down the line.
We need another one, Lewis. That was the perfect hit there right there.
Oh, that was a nice hit. Linhart placed it beautifully down the left field line. Rusk is up now for the Tigers. Gosney gets set. Rusk digs in. Gosney delivers. She shows bunt. And she offered at it, so it would be strike one. Sam, what do you think about the fake bunt and try to get the runner to third?
Oh, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Gosney gets set, delivers. Shayna tries to put down the bunt, but it rolls foul. 0-2 now on Rusk.
That was pretty close right there.
It did. It spun on the plate and then rolled off, so it was foul, and Linhart remains at second base. Rusk digs in now with the 0-2 count. We'll see what she can do batting in the hole. Pitch is delivered by Gosney. It was a changeup, and it landed just a bit outside, ball one.
Well, she got a pretty good eye so far.
All right. Gosney winds up and fires the next pitch in. It's a changeup. Rusk is on her way to first, and she's going to be thrown out, but she does advance Linhart to third with only one out, bringing up Woods. Woods will step in. Woods has been hitting the ball fairly well earlier. She struggled the past couple of games. We'll see what she can do here.
Well, if she can just make an outfield hit, we can advance a runner in the hole.
Here we go. She takes strike one. Nice little curve there by the pitcher, Field Woods.
Well, she almost swung at that pitch, but she would have been late.
Next pitch is hit right up back at the pitcher. They look at Linhart and they throw home. Woods is going to be safe. Linhart is safe back to third. She did not beat the throw, but she stuck around the third baseman and was able to get back safely. Woods is now safe at first. Linhart's at third. We have first and third with only one out. Bringing up the leadoff hitter, Cussie.
That's pretty close there, but the pitcher is stuttering on which way to throw it.
All right. All right. We're going to have a pinch runner for Linhart. Linhart's going to go sit down, and who is that in there, Sam? I believe it's Amanda Mills out to run.
Carmen's still on first, didn't she?
Yep, we have Woods on first and Mills on third. Kelsey's going to turn around and bat left-handed. You know what that means. She's going to try a little bunt or at least a fake bunt.
And a bunt or a fake bunt will at least get one of them home.
All right. She put the bunt out there, but pulled it back in time, taking ball one. 1-0 now with Woods advancing on the pitch. It's second and third with only one out and Kelsey up. She's going to stay in the bat left-handed, however. Haley puts the bat out there and fouls it off. 1-1 now. Gosney gets ready. She toes the rubber with a 1-1 count on Kelsey. She takes the windup and fires it in there. Kelsey bunts it right back at the pitcher. They throw home. She's going to get back to second safely, or excuse me, third safely, and Woods gets back to second, and Kelsey reaches first safely. So the bases are loaded, only one out, and Elsie is up.
Well, some of our most powerful hitters are about to get up, and we might get some runs scored in and maybe get ahead in the game.
That's what we're looking for. Gosney goes to her shoelaces and ties them. We're ready to go with the bases loaded here at Tiger Stadium. Elsie now steps in. Gosney throws the rubber. She's going to deliver the first pitch of the at-bat, and it's a ball low, 1-0.
Well, it's probably a good thing she didn't swing at that, because she might have hit it, and then it might have just been a double play for the other team.
Yeah, we don't need double plays here. That'd kill the rally. This next pitch is delivered low, ball two. Walks a run here.
I think they're going to try and throw the one on third out, because both shortstop and third are trying to back up the throw.
Yeah, they're getting a little risky over there on third base. We'll see what happens. Elsie takes a healthy cut, but fouls it straight back. Strike one. 2-1's a count.
Well, maybe if she keeps her eye good, we can get somebody walked or she can get a good hit.
We'll see. All right, next pitch delivered by Gosney. It's swung on and driven down the third base side. They're going to throw home and get Mills out. Nice play there by the third baseman to get the lead runner and keep the Tigers off the board. Bases loaded still with Christina Scudder, the Tigers' top slugger, ready to go. She hit a grand slam last game. Will it happen again, Sam?
I hope so.
Here we go. Gosney turned to her defense and told them some kind of words of encouragement, I think. Now gets set. She delivers, and it's driven by Scudder down the third base line. They throw towards first, and she's out. And the Tigers wasted a golden opportunity to score runs in this inning.
That really wasn't what we wanted to see right there.
No, they made contact, but couldn't put it where they weren't. Marion County fielded the ball well and got us out. So after three, it's 2-0 in favor of Marion County. Here we go. Scudder delivers this one low and inside to number four, Jenny Mitchell. She's the fourth hitter for the Mustangs, and it's ball one. Next pitch by Scudder is delivered inside, ball two.
Well, she needs to bring her pitches up just a little bit.
All right, 2-0 now to Scudder. She delivers the next one high, ball three.
Come on, Scudder, get them pitches in there. We need them most right now.
3-0 delivers. This one's, Mitchell about threw the bat out, ready to go to first base, but it's called a late strike. 3-1 now. This one hit right back to Scudder. Scudder picks it up, throws over to first, and got Mitchell out in plenty of time. One out for the Tigers.
That's what we want to see right there.
Nice fielding by Bashir.
Well, here's number 11. Let's see what Christina can do to this batter.
She bats up, and she takes ball one as it bounces in and rolls off of Clarkson's hand right over her all the way up the backstop. Here we go. Scudder delivers this one. It's driven to Reeves. Reeves can't make the play, and she boots it off her glove towards Kelsey. Kelsey was headed over to cover first in case Reeves picked it up, and just a bad deal of circumstances allowed Spratt to reach base.
Well, that was a bad play we didn't really like right there.
This one's hit towards Reeves at first again, except foul. 0-1 to Bridgman.
Reeves would probably crowd the line because she's hitting on the line.
That's right. She's a little late on. She shows bunt, pulls back now, and Clarkson may have had her at first if she'd opted to throw down.
That batter better watch it.
Yeah. Sproul is getting a little feisty on the base pad. We'll see what happens. Bridgman fouls another one back to the right side, being late on everything.
Well, that's two strikes on her. All we need is one more.
All right. 1-2 count on her with one out here in the top of the fourth. Tigers are down 2-0. This one's outside, 2-2 now.
That batter's getting awfully close. She better watch it.
All right, Scudder gets set. She hits it toward Reeves. Reeves makes a good stab at it and gets the out at first.
Well, that's two outs there. All it needs one more.
That was a nice play by Reeves to get that ball, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Scudder gets ready as Spratt made it to second base on that play. She delivers first pitch strike to Thaden, 0-1.
Two more, and that's all we need in the inning.
Scudder walks out, turns around, now ready to go. She fires it right down the middle. That's strike 202 now on her, Sam. What do we need?
One more strike, and we'll be up to bat.
All right. And there it is. As Thaden was way behind. Strike three, and the Tigers will be up to bat.
That's just what we were waiting for. I think everybody's smiling about that.
All right, except for Marion County. Here we go. Yay, do the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back in just a second. Here we go. Reeves is set to hit first for the Tigers. What does she need to do here, Sam?
She needs to just make contact and get somebody on base.
Hopefully herself, since she's the only one up.
Yeah.
All right. She takes ball one here, 1-0 now on her.
Well, we just want the pitcher to pitch a strike in there nice and easy.
All right, Reeves slams one down the line, fielded by a third baseman, a good play over there. The other third baseman, Morgan Spratt, is a very fine fielder. She hasn't had a boot or a bobble yet, makes a clean play and gets Reeves here in the bottom of the fourth for the first out.
If it were two more steps, and she would have been safe.
All right. Hill's up now as Gosney delivers its inside on Hill, ball one.
Well, hopefully we keep our eye on the ball and we don't hit no balls.
Next pitch is delivered, ball outside, 2-0 now.
Well, we got two on us, and we just better keep our eyes straight.
Slam by Hill out to the left field. She's going to round first, and they're still chasing the ball. She's going to get to third. She's rounding.
She's going home.
She's all the way to third. They're going to send her. She's going. It's going to be a tight play into the catcher. She slides in safely. Hey, that's what we needed.
Yeah. Now it's 1-2. That's just what we needed right there.
She cuts it to one. Man, that was a beautiful hit. Clear over the left fielder, way out to deep left field.
She ran in too far, and that wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah, the old fielder made a mistake there. Here we go. Brings up Clarkson. Maybe we have back-to-back. Gosney delivers. Clarkson takes ball inside.
Good eye right there.
That was. It was a little tempting on the pitch, but Clarkson wisely took it. Gosney gets set, delivers. This one's going to be a strike on the inside part of the plate.
Well, we got that strike in now. Now she knows where it is, and she's probably going to hit it.
All right. Clarkson swings and misses the next pitch.
There's two, and I hope there's not three.
Yeah, that's good hoping. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Tigers cut the lead in half, 2-1. Next pitch by Gosney is inside and low, ball two, 2-2.
Well, she didn't hit that one, and that's probably a good thing.
All right. Gosney winds up, delivers, ball inside, hits the dirt and bounces over the catcher's head.
You got to protect the plate now. It's 3-2, full count. And if she keeps her eye on the ball and hits it, that's a good thing. If she gets walked, that's a good thing, too.
Okay, Gosney winds up, fires. Clarkson drives it past Gosney, but the shortstop comes over to field the ball, throws over, it's a wild throw, it gets past her. Clarkson rounds first base, and she's going to slide in safely to second. No, they're running her to third. Oh, that wasn't a good deal. Now she turns around, going to head back to second, slide in safely to second, a second time.
That is a good double right there.
Oh, that's probably going to give her a single and an error there.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we don't really care how they get on as long as they get on. Now, with a runner at second, Linhart comes up, and Linhart hit a swapping double the first time up. We'll see if she can do it again. What do you say, Sam?
If she does it does it again, we should have a runner home, and that will have us tied.
That is a good observation. We'll see what happens. What is the meeting between Coach Williams and the umpire right here about, Sam?
I have no clue.
I'm kind of the same way. I don't know what this is about. They're having a long conference. Meanwhile, the Tigers only have one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning with Clarkson just 120 feet away from scoring.
Well, if she get that 120 feet pretty fast, we should be in pretty good shape.
Yep, that's right. All right, the meeting's broke up between them. And, well, now they're talking from a distance. I really don't know what this is about.
Neither do I, Tyler, and I'm starting to get pretty curious.
And now the umpire standing by himself looking at the scorecard. Looks over at Linhart, looks back at the scorecard. Coach Williams claps and tells Linhart to do a good job here, and that's what we all want.
Yeah, it is. We just want her to get on base or make a hit where there can be an RBI.
All right. All right. Linhart steps up. Gosney looks ready, and we're set to go here. Gosney winds up. Fires it in there. Linhart takes it as a ball outside. Clarkson wanders far off the base, but gets back safely.
Gosney, well, she better straighten up her pitches or the Tigers might get a lead here.
All right. Gosney winds up, fires it in there. Ball low outside again to Linhart.
Linhart's got a pretty good eye, and they tried to throw Ashley out right there in second, which you don't really get because she was already on second base.
Yeah, that was a little confusing there from the Mustangs. And again, the ball is low and outside. Ball three to Linhart.
I think the pitcher's concentrating more on Ashley than the catcher's mitt.
I think that's pretty well true. They're worried about Clarkson an awful lot over there on second base. She finally buckles down and throws a strike on the top half of the plate. 3-1 now is the count.
Well, Linhart better hit it now. She's got the pitches in there. All she needs to do is hit it.
That's right. Here we go. Next pitch by Gosney is swung on and missed by Linhart. Perhaps ball four is a little low, but she stretches it to a full count.
Well, Linhart needs a hit here or to get walked. That's what we want.
All right. Next pitch is delivered, and she takes ball four. She'll walk on down to first base. Tigers have first and second with only one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up Rusk. All right, next pitch here from Gosney to Rusk. Ball outside and low, 1-0 on Rusk. Second pitch to Rusk is driven right back up towards Gosney. She turns and throws to third and gets the lead runner Clarkson. So the Tigers getting out, but aren't able to advance any runners. It's still first and second, and it brings up Woods.
Well, at least the Tigers are hitting. They got a little bit of a spark plug going there, and they're hitting.
That's what we need. At least we're making contact. That's a good observation. All right, Gosney's get set to pitch to Woods. Woods drives it up the middle. That's going to score Linhart. Linhart's chugging around third.
Right pass. That pitcher, just like we wanted, there's one run.
All right. Linhart comes in safely. It ties the game 2-2.
That's just what we needed right there.
That is exactly right. All right, we still have first and second. Rusk wasn't able to move on to third with the pitches, or with the hit. It was a little liner just past the infield. Nicely played by the center fielder, but far enough to get Linhart home and brings up Kelsey now. Kelsey takes strike one on the outside corner of the plate.
Well, Kelsey, she's got that ball in there. Now all she needs to do is hit it.
That's right. Here we go. Gosney delivers, and it's taken inside. Ooh, as a strike, 0-2 now.
She better start swinging, or we might be in trouble.
0-2 to Kelsey. Gosney winds up, fires, hit, back towards the second base. The second base, it goes right through her legs.
Oh, yeah, that's what we wanted to see Tigers will advance by one run.
All right. Russ comes all the way to home from second, and it advances Woods to third base, and Kelsey reaches second with the double. Clutch hitting here by the Tigers have put them up 3-2. Still threatening, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth with runners at second and third, and Elvy comes up now.
All Elvy needs to do is just hit that ball past the infield, and we might have two more runs scored in. That's what we want to see right there.
Yeah, with a solid hit here, and the Tigers go up by 3. Here we go. Elvy steps in. Gosney gets ready. She toes rubber, looks at the defense. Seems confident. She's ready to go now. Winds up. Delivers. Taken as a strike right down the middle there.
Well, the pitcher's pitching strike, and now all Tigers need to do is hit him.
Here we go. Next pitch is taken low. It skips away. Which is going to come home. She's standing up safe. That puts the score at 4-2 in favor of the Tigers.
That's a good thing to see right there. We got two runs ahead of them.
The pitcher seems hurt on the play.
What's the deal out there, Tyler?
I'm not for sure. I think the pitcher was going in to field the play, and Woods ran into her arm maybe and knocked her glove off, and the pitcher seems a little shaken up after it as the coach comes up to check on her, and the whole infield gathers around and looking at her.
Tigers didn't do anything wrong, did they?
Well, I think if it's a close play, that Woods was supposed to slide, so I don't know if she could be called out there, I think.
I don't know about this one. It's okay? Well, we think Tigers should be safe on this one.
All right, well, that's what we like to hear. Kelsey wasn't able to reach third base on the play, so the next run is only 60 feet away for the Tigers as Elvy continues to talk to Coach Williams. The meeting is still going on. I don't know if she hyperextended the elbow or if she pulled the shoulder, or they're going to call out to the right fielder, and they might have to pull Gosney here.
It don't look too good. I think she's crying now.
Maybe she
got hit on her pitching hand or something.
Yeah, maybe the ball bounced in and hit her in the hand perhaps on the throw, or Woods ran into her hand or something, and the hand is hurting there. Anyway, they've pulled her. She's going to go to the dugout.
They got a new pitcher in now.
Yeah, they've brought in Jordan Johnson from right field to pitch, and they send Tisha Simonson out to right field in her place, and first pitch here by Johnson, the warm-up pitch, is clear over the head of the catcher and hits the backstop.
That's not looking too good for your first pitch.
No, that's why they give you some warm-up pitches. We'll see what happens, and we'll join you when we're ready to go again.
That pitch was a little bit better.
Here we go. Elvy appears ready, and the new pitcher, Johnson, looks ready. Elvy steps in, and we're ready to go. Elvy takes the ball low and inside. It bounces in to...
Maybe the pitcher just needs to warm up a little bit more.
Johnson gets set, and she fires another one low and inside. Ball 2.
Kimberly's keeping a pretty good eye on that one.
Yep. Don't want to swing at any balls.
Not the way the Tigers are looking right now.
That's right. Here we go. Next pitch is taken inside for ball 3 on Elvy. Elvy looks down. I'm sure she'll be taken here on this next pitch. All right. Here we go.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's...
Next pitch is taken down and inside again. Elsie walks, and she's going to draw the throw here. They're watching, and not Johnson wisely holds on to it, and Elsie reaches second.
That's what we need. The runners on two, second, and third with one of our most powerful hitters up.
Scudder comes up. Scudder comes up with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. She swings and drives it to the third baseman. Third baseman just plays this one. Kelsey's going to come home, and she's going to be tagged out. And that'll end the inning. But the Tigers managed to score all four in the bottom half of the fourth inning, putting them ahead 4-2.
That's what I want to see right there. We'll be back in a moment.
Here we go. We're getting set here for the top half of the fifth. Scudder looks ready, and
so does the batter.
So does the batter. Number eight, Jesse Mitchell is going to be up. She grounds it towards Scudder. Scudder picks it up, fires to first. That is out number one here for the Tigers.
We're looking pretty good so far this inning, Tyler. All we need is two more.
Two more, and we'll go bat some more here. One out brings up number 13, Jordan Johnson, the new pitcher for the Mustangs. She fouls one off and strike one on her.
And batters look awful tempting. They want to hit pretty bad.
All right. 0-1 to Johnson. Scudder gets set. Winds up. Delivers. This one's taken outside. Ball one. 1-1.
Well, now the batter doesn't look like she wants to hit so bad. Maybe she just wanted to hit pretty bad that first time.
All right. She grabs one by first base foul. Strike two. 1-2.
Oh, we got two on her. All we need is one more, and that'll be our second out of the inning.
All right. Scudder gets set again with a 1-2 count on Johnson. She delivers, swung on and missed. Gets by Carson. Carson picks it up. She fires to first. In time!
Hey,
wow!
That's the second out of the inning.
It got a long ways past Carson all the way to the backstop, and Johnson was off with the as soon as it got to the catcher. She took off sprinting, and they got her by about a step, I bet. What do you say, Sam?
Yeah, that one's pretty close.
Scudder's first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Maggie Hastings, is a strike. She swings at strike two, and Scudder quickly gets her down 0-2.
Well, there's two strikes and two outs. All we need is one more strike to end the inning.
One more strike. Here we go. Scudder gets set as Hastings calls for time in the box. Now she's ready to go. Scudder winds up, fires it in there, and it's fouled straight back.
That batter's wanting the hit awfully bad. She's just fouled one off, and she's probably going to swing at the next pitch she sees.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a Scudder change up here. What do you say, Sam?
I think you're right, Tyler.
Oh, it's a fastball, and it's hit. Towards Kelsey. Kelsey catches it with two hands, the old fundamental way, and that's out number three. And the Tigers will go down to the bottom of the fifth, trying to add to their lead 4-2. All right. Reeves will be up first for the Tigers here in the bottom of the fifth. Johnson delivers, and it swung and fouled back towards the right. Strike one.
Well, it looks like our hitters are pretty... they're pretty tempted, too, to hit that ball.
They're a little antsy.
Which, we got that two-run lead, and I think they just want to make it more.
Here we go. Johnson delivers a swung and foul down the right side, and the first baseman can't make the play. That'll be strike two. A little fortunate event there for Reeves and Bashir.
Yeah, she needs to straighten that hit out, and then we'll be in pretty good shape.
Here we go. Johnson gets set with the 0-2 pitch. Reeves, takes a big hack and misses strike three. She'll go sit down.
Well, she tried on that one, and that's what makes the coaches happy sometimes.
All right. Hill comes up now for the Tigers. Hill takes the first pitch high. Ball one.
Well, that was pretty good. Right there.
All right. Hill comes up now. Digs in. She takes ball two inside and low. Gets back away from the catcher.
the pitcher better start bringing her pitches up a little bit, or the Tigers just might walk the whole inning.
Well, we won't go against that necessarily. Next pitch by Harris Powell that hits the top of the Tiger dugout. That'll be strike two on Hill. No, strike one, 2-1.
2-1, there we go. Now all we need is one more strike for Hill to hit.
Hill fouls this one straight up, and it's going to go over the first baseman. She makes the catch. In foul ground, it'll be two outs for the Tigers, and Clarkson will be up.
That's not really what we want to see, but we got another powerful hitter up. Maybe we can get some runs scored.
We'll see here. Clarkson walks up, takes some instruction, and is now ready to go. She walks in, digs into the dirt. First pitch from Johnson is high and outside, ball one.
We need a strike in there for Ashley to hit. If Ashley hits it, that'll be a great deal for the Tigers.
There we go. Clarkson's second pitch is high and inside, ball two.
Not really what we want to see.
Johnson gets set, and delivers this next one. High and outside, ball three. 3-0 rule. Ashley Clarkson be taking on this one, Sam?
I don't know. I hope they pitch strike in there for Ashley to hit.
Here we go. It's delivered low and inside, and it actually hits her. She'll go on down to first base. Sam, we got a runner aboard here for Linhart again.
I don't think that pitch hurt her too bad. It looked like it was just rolling on the ground.
Yeah, it got in there and bounced a couple times for a hitter. So I'm sure her foot isn't throbbing or anything. Linhart comes up and takes the first pitch for a strike on the outside part of the plate.
Ashley's wanting to go advance to second pretty bad. I think if she doesn't watch it too careful, she's going to get thrown out.
Tigers have had trouble on the base pass. They get a little too feisty and get thrown off. That's happened almost every game at least once.
Well, she made a good steal right there. She advanced to second safely.
That's right. It got past the catcher, and she was boogieing on down to second base all the way. Now Linhart has her within scoring distance. Johnson winds up, delivers. Linhart takes a healthy cut, but fouls it off. That'll be 1-1 now on her. Or 1-2.
That'd be really nice if that hit would just straighten out.
Right up the middle is what we need. They still play wide that second and short. Linhart takes ball two, 2-2. Clarkson gets a little too far off again, doesn't she, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not too worried about her getting picked off on second because they're both are too far away to get her out.
That's right. They have a long ways to run just to get there. Meanwhile, Linhart takes ball three. It's a full count. Linhart's doing a good job working the count here.
Oh, yeah. And usually it's easier to run with no glove than it is to run with a glove on.
That's true. It slows down your aerodynamics. Here we go. The next one is delivered low. Linhart can walk to first base. It's first and second. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, and it brings up Rusk.
Well, if we can just get them two runners to advance to second and third, and Rusk get a hit, that's what we want to see.
That is. Here we go. We'll see. Johnson winds up, delivers. Ball high and outside. A quick pitch back to her, a quick throw back to her, and Clarkson reaches second safely again.
It almost looked like she was going to try and pick off Clarkson again on second.
Yeah, they had a quick throw right back to Johnson, seeing if she's going to be too far off. Next pitch to Rusk is high. That's ball two, 2-0 now to Rusk.
Actually, you better stay pretty close to the base because I think they're just going to turn around really quick and throw it to the second baseman.
Next pitch is delivered way high and hits the backstop over the catcher. Runners are able to advance to second and third, and now within striking distance for Rusk at 3-0.
Well, them two runners advanced pretty good. I mean, it wasn't even close for the catcher to get them out.
All right, next pitch here from Johnson is being formed, and it's on its way. She takes it high. It's ball four. And they throw down a quick check of Clarkson. She makes it back safely. I hate when they get too far off the base. It always scares me.
It does me, too. And if she gets out, this might just ruin her moment.
That's killing the inning if she does. Woods comes up now with the bases loaded. Who knows what's going to happen? She takes the first pitch strike, and they throw down and check Clarkson again. Almost got away from
third baseman.
Morgan Spratt, third baseman. She made a great catch just to stop it from going into the outfield. Next pitch is swung on and hammered by Woods out to the left field, and it gets by her. That's going to score Clarkson. It's going to score Lindhart. They got Rusk. They're going to hold her up at third. And Woods reaches second safely with a stand-up double.
Now we got a four-run lead, and I'm pretty sure Coach Williams isn't that scared of losing this game now.
Well, stranger things have happened, but it's nice to have a lead, four runs, and Kelsey comes up with an opportunity to add more with Woods at second and Rusk at third, only two out in the inning. This one's delivered low and inside. Ball one to Kelsey as it gets away from the catcher, but Rusk decides not to run home.
Well, Rusk made a pretty good decision there. Kelsey really didn't get out of the way fast enough for Rusk to score. Tyler.
All righty, Sam.
Kelsey's in. The pitch is made. Ball high.
Here we go.
Rusk is going.
Rusk slides in safely. We love to see that, sliding in safely.
Yes, we do. That makes it a five-run lead.
7-2, bottom of the fifth, and Woods moves on down to third, so Kelsey has the next run only 60 feet away as she steps in with a 2-0 count.
Well, we need a hit from Kelsey, and we'll be in pretty good shape.
Here we go. Johnson gets set, winds up, delivers, swing and a miss there by Kelsey. 2-1.
Kelsey is just a little bit low. If she would have swung just a little bit higher, she would have had that ball.
Yeah, she had a slight uppercut and got underneath of it just a tad.
You know, we'd rather see her hit, but when they're swinging, that's another good thing.
There's a swing and a foul back. Strike two, 2-2 now on Kelsey.
Kelsey's got to protect the plate now. If she doesn't, it might end the inning for the Tigers.
Yep, with two strikes, you got to be protected no matter where the pitch is.
Well, Kelsey steps in. She bends down. The pitch is made. Ball high. They come in and they're safe.
Wood slides in safely again, bringing the score 8-2 in favor of the Tigers. And Kelsey's at bat here with a full count. Trying to reach first.
We have a six-run lead, and we've got two outs and a full count. Now, it wouldn't be that bad if she struck out now.
No, we don't want them ever striking out, Sam.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be that bad because we got a six-run lead.
Hey, we want them to hit all the time. Here we go, and she grabs them.
She hits. She's going to... Oh, she almost made that.
She had a weak grounder to the second baseman. The second baseman came in and made the flip to first and got her out by only a couple steps, but after five, the Tigers have increased their lead to 8-2, six-run lead here, and we're going to the top of the sixth. First pitch to Gosney is driven to the shortstop, and it gets past her, and she's able to reach first is Gosney, who apparently is okay after her injury. Well enough to hit anyway. Next batter is Spratt, and she swings and misses strike one. All right, Scudder delivers. She bunts it. Scudder fields the bunt, throws to first, gets her out. One out here, and Gosney slides in safely to second base.
I've got a feeling they're going to try and take Gosney off of third. If she steals, they're going to try their hardest to throw her out.
I hope they try their hardest every time, don't you think?
Yeah, but this time they're probably going to try their best.
All right, here. Scudder delivers strike one on the inside part of the plate.
Well, if number four would have swung at that, she would have been too late.
Number four is Jenny Mitchell, and she swings this one and fouls it back. 0-2 now.
Number 15.
Gosney.
Couldn't steal because she was too late on her takeoff.
That's right. Well, you know, they can't get a lead. They have to stay on the base, and it costed Gosney there.
Yeah.
And it costs Mitchell here as she swings and misses strike three. Now the Tigers have two outs, and it brings up Morgan Spratt.
Well, we need to get a strike there. Pop up and infield. There's three outs.
Freeze with the fundamental catch there. Two hands, and the Tigers go to the bottom of the sixth with an 8-2 lead. We'll see if we can add to it. Here we go. Elsie's going to come up first for the Tigers.
Let's see what she can start us off with.
Owen Gosney's back on the mound for Marion County.
That's something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, her hand must be feeling a little better as she comes out and has that same punky windup and delivers. Strike one, and Elsie's already taken ball one. It's 1-1 now.
You think that windup would hurt her?
Yeah, she does seem to slam that old hand right on that right thigh. But she keeps on going and delivers ball two, 2-1 now to Elsie.
Well, her hand probably, that might be why it's so sore.
Could be. I bet that hurts when she comes and brings it right down that thigh. There we go. Next pitch is swung and missed by Elsie. 2-2.
Elsie, I hope she hits it on this next strike.
Here we go. 2-2 pitch to Elsie is on its way. Swing and a drive, but shortstop makes a nice catch there. That was a good play by Jenny Mitchell.
Well, Jenny Mitchell made a really good catch on that right there.
She had to slide to her left a little, but it was a good play. And first up for the Tigers brings up Christina Scudder. Scudder, the first pitch is low and inside, ball one.
She keeps her eye on that ball, and she only swings if it's where she can hit it, and she's a very patient hitter.
That's a good point. Hard hit here by Scudder, right down the line, fielded by...
She'll be safe and round for second.
Fielded by Mitchell, it's a wide overthrow, and she heads on down to second, just as Sam said. All right, Reeves comes up now with Scudder on second, only one out. They bring in a pinch runner for Scudder. I can't tell who it is. Carlson comes in for Scudder at second base. Reeves turns around and shows bunt. Pulls back and takes strike one on the upper part of the strike zone. 0-1 now to Scudder, to Reeves. Scudder's in the dugout, I guess. Carlson's on second for. Next pitch by Gosney is taken as a ball by Reeves. Carlson getting a little too far off of second base. Reeves shows bunt again. She pulls back and swings and drives one up the middle. It's going to bring Harrelson around. It's a good play by the center field. They hold Harrelson up at third, and Reeves is in safe with a single.
It's probably a good thing to help Harrelson up at third because I don't think she had enough time to make it home.
Yeah, it was a good play. The center fielder was right on it, picked it up, and got it in just as soon as she got it. Leaving the Tigers unable to score. First and third now with only one out for Hill. Hill shows bunt, takes strike one, and Reeves is able to
advance to second.
Yep.
And the catcher tried to fake a throw to get the runner to run home, but it didn't quite work on us.
Nope. Harrelson was well aware, and now we have second and third for Hill. Hill swings and misses at strike two, 0-2.
It's not really what we want to see.
All right. Gosney gets set. Toes rubber. Winds up. Delivers. Swung and a drive here by Hill. Hill grounds it right back to the pitcher. She throws to first. While that's going on, Harrelson inches away towards home and finally slides in safely, avoiding the tag and giving the Tigers a 9-2 lead.
7-2. We got a 7-run lead. And Tigers are looking pretty good. They got two outs. But I think if Scudder can make a good hit.
Clarkson.
Can make a good hit, we'll be in pretty good shape.
All right. We have Reeves at third. Clarkson up. She took ball one. Gosney goes out and gets set to deliver the next pitch. Winds up and takes ball two. 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. We ain't looking too bad and we ain't looking too good.
We can't be both. All right.
In between.
Next pitch is taken for a strike by Clarkson. All right, next pitch by Gosney is taken for a strike two. Dang, Clarkson's 2-2 now with two outs.
Maybe Clarkson's flopping or something, but that just doesn't seem like Clarkson.
No, he's taking here quality pitches. Here we go. Next pitch by Gosney, and Clarkson's way out in front and swings and misses. It's out number three. For the Tigers. So we'll go to the top half of the seventh and see if the Tigers can shut out Marion County. Here we go. Tigers are getting ready to defend the 7-run lead and see if they can hold the Mustangs to 2 runs and get the victory here in the top of the seventh.
Christina came out with a great first warm-up pitch. Now, the second one wasn't looking too good, but the first one looked really good.
All right. First hitter for the Marion County Mustangs is Kayla Bridgman. Bridgman takes ball one inside and low.
Well, I think the other team's starting to get their good eye now, and they ain't swinging that much anymore, and it's going to be hard to give them a strike.
Well, she takes strike one here, 1-1.
Well, that's right. That is what we want to see, strike one right there.
I'd like to see strike three here. Fouled away, strike two, 1-2.
We're getting closer and closer.
All right, Scudder walks around the rubber and now gets set, winds up, delivers ball two inside, 2-2.
Well, Scudder's smiling out there. I think she's pretty happy.
Well, here we go. Next pitch is inside and low, full count. All right, next pitch is strike three on the outside corner.
Well, that's what you wanted to see, Tyler, and there you got to see it.
All right, that's one out for the Tigers, and it brings up Melanie Thaden. What do you see here, Sam?
Well, if Christina keeps pitching like we are, I think we're in really, really good shape.
Okay, that's ball one, though, 1-0. High and inside, ball two, 2-0 now.
Well, Christina, she may just be warming up with them two pitches and bringing in a strike right now.
We'll see. Here, she delivers, and it's strike one. Good call on that, Sam.
That's what I thought.
Next pitch is a strike on the outside in a low corner.
Well, I think I was riding with Christina. She's bringing out them strikes now, and they ain't ready for them.
Next pitch is swung on and a miss, and Clarkson drops it but picks it up and tags it out, and that's two outs for the Tigers, and it brings up Jesse Mitchell.
Well, two up, two down is looking pretty good for the Tigers.
Here we go. Scudder aligns. Mitchell lines it foul on the right side of the infield. This will be 0-1. Mitchell's going to step in with an 0-1 count, and Scudder gets set, delivers, and it's high. Ball one.
Scudder needs to bring them pitches down, and we'll be in pretty good shape.
1-1 pitch is high, ball two. Sam, she's not getting them down.
Oh, maybe she's doing the same thing again.
Trying to work into it. She swings it and cuts it right back to Scudder. Scudder picks it up, fires it to first, and the Tigers go home with a victory, 9-2. Stay tuned, and we'll have the junior varsity game for you in just a minute.